wanted the best, you've got the best podcast. The hottest podcast in the world. The Chris Voss Show, the preeminent podcast with guests so smart you may experience serious brain bleed. The CEOs, authors, thought leaders, visionaries, and motivators. Get ready. Strap yourself in. Keep your hands, arms, and legs inside the vehicle at all times, because you're about to go on a monster education roller coaster with your brain. Now, here's your host, Chris Voss.
Hi, folks. It's Voss here from thechrisvossshow.com. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. We certainly appreciate you guys coming by. As always, the Chris Voss Show is a family that loves you but doesn't judge you, at least not as harshly as your mother-in-law does as well. Be sure to check out our recent interview with the Silicon Valley tech billionaire. It was about 2 weeks ago, and that was our fourth billionaire we've had on the show. Be sure to check that out as well. As always, we have some of the most amazing people on the show today. We have a returning guest on the show with us, Rolf Haag. He is also known as the SPX Godfather, and it's his second return to the show. Dr. Rolf was educated and raised in Germany. He did his bachelor, master, PhD in Frankfurt, Germany. In 1997, he moved to the USA, and in 2008, he became a U.S. citizen, all while continuing to maintain his German citizenship. Rolf was the president and CEO and board member of three large automotive supplier companies over the last 30 years. After a successful career, he followed his passion, which is to make money with money. And for the past several years, he's worked as a full-time trader with a passion to educate and mentor traders. His goal is to educate his traders to become more successful and have a process and strategy to follow. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rolf Haag. How are you?
Yes, Chris. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for coming back. We really appreciate it.
Yes. I really do. I really do enjoy it talking to you. And it's a great platform. I mean, I follow you also, look at the other podcasts, and you always have very interesting characters.
Don't we, though? On your show. And now we have you. So, again, for the second time. So, yes. Give us your .coms. Where do you want people to find you on the interwebs?
Yeah, so it's pretty simple. So my website is spxgodfather.com. And on all social media, like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, it's just SPX at spxgodfather. So on Twitter, I have two. I have at spxgodfather for my subscribers. And then I have a public one, which is spxgodfather_2. This is my public Twitter, where I also share, you know, trades in the morning and certain levels. So this is where you can find me, or tonight you can find me on the Chris Voss Show.
There you go, on the Chris Voss Show. Give us a 30,000 overview of what you want to talk about today, and let's chat about it.
Yeah. So the journey began in a little town in Germany. I'm born and raised in Germany. You already mentioned it. Mm-hmm. I went to school. And, you know, in Germany, the education system is a little bit different. Before or after you are done with high school, you really have to learn a job. And I did a three-year application as a toolmaker. So I went through the toolmaker process, and then I went to college, did my degrees, and then I started in the automotive supplier arena. Mm-hmm. In 97, I moved to the U.S., with a big English supplier company. And then, you know, I made my way over like 20 years in three different companies to president, CEO, and board member. So I always had a passion for like three things, which is one is building a company, two is making money, and three is working with people. Because you are only as good as your people are.
Very true.
So I did this all over my career. And then in 2018, I pre-retired, but I was still too young to just do nothing. So I said, okay, what do I really like to do? And I just mentioned the three things that I like to do. And then I started just day trading. And I did what everybody else was doing, Tesla, Amazon, YouTube, Netflix, and. But it's all nice when everything goes up, 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 up. But when it goes up and down, 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 up, up, you don't know what to sell, what to buy, what to keep. And then you basically lose money. So I said, you know what? I want to be the best I can be in just one thing. if you look at all professional sports athletes, I mean, starting with Michael Jordan, with Muhammad Ali, with Lionel Messi, with Ronaldo, they are only good in one thing. And that one thing is one sports. They don't want to be okay good in a lot of things. They want to be really, really good at one thing. So I decided, you know what, I want to be the best I can be trading the S&P 500 index as options. And then I get so good at it, I started my company, SBX Godfather LLC. And now I have like 200 subscribers in my service. We meet every morning live. And when I say live, I mean just what we are doing. I use Zoom technology. You see me, you hear me. But most important, I'm sharing my screen.
Yeah.
I'm sharing my screen and you can see what I do. And for me, it's always important to understand the why and not only what I'm doing. And I share all my indicators. I share what I see. You know, I'm 80, 90% right. I'm 10, 20% not right. But it's still a very good ratio. And in this business, it's not about how much money you make. It's how much money you don't lose in the next trade.
Yeah.
That's the important thing, that you keep your losses down to a minimum. Because normally when you have a winner, you know, we all like to cut the winners and let the losers run. Because the loser, we always hope it comes back. Mm-hmm. But most of the time it doesn't. So you got to cut it loose. You have to regroup and wait for the next A-plus setup.
There you go. And you, do you run on options or do you run on splits or do you run on normal buying and selling?
Yeah, normally what I do, you know, in my world, everything that is simple is genius. Sometimes people overcomplicate things. Mm-hmm. And I just do simple puts and calls. You know, I buy to open and I sell to close. Very simple puts and calls. Put is when you anticipate that the market goes down. A call is when you anticipate the market goes up. And I'm looking at three major indicators. One is the futures. The other one is the US dollar. And the third one is the premium. And within the futures, you know, I have seven resistance levels up, seven support levels down, and I look at the volume profile. And when everything points in one direction, I tell my guys, okay, this is an A-plus setup for this and this, a put or a call. So I tell you, I cannot tell you what you should do, but I can tell you what I'm doing. Of course, I'm not a financial advisor, but I like to help people and educate people, you know, how to trade the S&P 500, and I'm only doing this. So I always have one trade open. You know, I buy to open and I sell to close. The best trades are between 2 and 7 minutes. And, you know, you make every trade, you make $1,000. You make this a couple of times per day. And that is a pretty good gig for 2, 3, 4 hours in front of your laptop and hanging out with your dog and looking outside to the beautiful weather in Michigan. So it's not a bad setup.
Yeah, there you go. And I love how, you know, people can go in with you and you host, I think you host some of this live on TikTok and YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, it's not on TikTok. I host it live in my trading room. So when you go in, you know, you have your credentials, you go in my trading room, sbxgodfather.com, you go to trading room, you click, and then on the right side you see SBX Godfather channel. Join now, and then you click on it, and then you another window opens up like you have, and then you are in my Zoom room, where you see me, you hear me, but most importantly, I share my screen. You know, sometimes I do like a video on YouTube or on Instagram or on as well, you know, where you actually see me trading live.
And being able to see you do the activity, you know, works so much better than, you know, having, you know, classroom instruction. You're like, how does this work and how does it apply in the real thing? There you go.
I mean, sorry to interrupt.
And so I think it makes all the difference. I've seen the videos of what you do and how you do it and all the work that you do. And it's really cool where everyone can jump on there and see it.
Yeah. See, the most services, they have chat rooms, so they type. And there is always a delay in typing.
Oh, yeah.
And the S&P 500 moves like crazy. So 5 to 8 seconds is a lot. It can move a dollar up or down very, very easy. So when you are live, I can always tell you what I'm doing before I actually do it. You know, but you see the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because I always have one trade open, so you see all my emotions, you see everything I do. You know, I cannot hide it because I'm right there in front of your camera. But in general, I'm pretty relaxed because I know if you have to believe in the system, and I always tell my new subscribers, you know, if I buy 10 contracts, don't do that. Buy one contract, go very slow, put $500 in, take $600 out, put $700 in, put $800, take out. So always make $100 per contract. And when you get to a certain level, then you buy 10 contracts. Yeah. Then you put $5,000 in, you take $6,000 out. You made $1,000 between 2 and 7 minutes. Wow. And then you wait for the next setup. It sounds pretty easy, but it's not. I mean, 9 out of 10 S&P 500 traders are failing.
Wow.
And that's just fact, because they don't have the right setup. They don't have the right guidance. They make things too complicated. You know, when you have profit, boom, you take it. And then you have to keep your losers on the small side. That's really the entire secret, because to make money in this business is not that big of a deal. But not to lose it in the next trade, that is the big deal.
Most definitely. So as I look over your website, there's basically your trading rooms, your reviews, your videos, press. What have we talked about today that you want to cover?
So today was very interesting because today was Powell. Okay, the Feds.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people think that the stock market reacts to political events like what Biden does or what Trump does. Not really. It all depends on the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. And today was another Federal Reserve meeting. Yesterday and today they published the results. So they are not reducing, but they are also not increasing the rates going forward, which is good. And we most likely have 3 reductions of the interest rate between now and the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So that was very positive for the market. And that meant the market went up like crazy. Like this morning, you know, we opened the market. I had 2 puts, put and a put. And then I said, wow, I think we have a pivot point here. The market goes up. And when Powell speaks, so there is a certain schedule. At 2 o'clock, they publish what they have been talking about in the last 2 days. Mm-hmm. And that makes the market move a little bit. But then at 2:30 is the press conference with Powell. Mm-hmm. So this is where all the smart guys ask the questions, and they try to corner him a little bit. And, you know, with a little bit of a nuance, Powell can move the market up or down like crazy.
He can sneeze and wreck the market if he wants.
Yes. I mean, sometimes when they say a critical question and he just goes like this, mm-hmm. that is a negative, boom, the market goes down.
Yeah.
So he is the most powerful guy in the U.S. when it comes to the market. You know, and this was a very interesting day today because, you know, normally I do 10 contracts at a time in my last 4 trades. I said, guys, I'm really not sure what's going to happen. I believe we go up, but 80% I'm right, 20% I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Today I was super right because we went up like crazy. Oh, and nice. I think we even may hit on the futures. We have the high of day. I think we met 53,000 in the futures, and the SPX had a record day as well today. So for the stock market, today was very, very good. Yeah, and then these are events that you have to really have on your radar screen. You know, when is Powell speaking? Like Japan, for example, the Bank of Japan had rate increases this week, the first time in 17 years. They never increased the rates. This year, this week, they decided they want to do 1 increase. That never happened. So these things, what happened on a macro political event, you have to have on your radar screen. Mm. You know, like like the UK is definitely in a recession. Japan is definitely in a recession. But on the other side, the US stock market is doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people try to make sense. Why is everything good? Said sometimes you have political events that are bad, but they are actually good for the stock market. Mm-hmm. And the other way around, sometimes you have great events, but that is actually bad for the stock market. So it's not always that easy to explain why we go up or why we go down. You know, you really have to have these events in your focus and communicate it correctly to your teammates in the morning that they don't get caught on the wrong side of a trade.
Definitely. You don't want to get caught on the wrong side of a trade. Now, what's interesting is, yeah, I lived with a mortgage company for 20 years that I owned. And basically, you know, the Alan Greenspan could ruin my day or make my day. And so I'd have to spend my life trying to predict what he was doing and understand the economy at an M1, M2 money level like he would. And it has huge effects on the market because, you know, they control the price of credit, the price of money, the value of money, what the future of the economy is going. They can affect the future economy. Hell, I mean, the Federal Reserve can do stuff and wipe out small countries that don't have good Federal Reserves. What do you think about what they decided to do? They decided to maintain and hold interest rates steady, and they still are saying they're going to have 3 rate cuts this year, which is kind of interesting because, well, this is a pretty powerful stock market.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the Fed started a couple of years ago to increase the rates because the inflation was out of control. I think 8-9% inflation we had. And now it comes back to 3, if you believe the numbers. You know, they always publish numbers and then a week they correct the numbers because there was some kind of a mistake. So you always have to take these numbers with a grain of salt. They are not always correct, but the tendency right now is down, and the goal is 2%. I think Powell wants to get very fast to 2.5% and then stabilize it. You know, that is then a good, that means the price is under control. People are not spending like drunken sailors. They keep the money. And when the money comes less expensive, then people can go back and buy homes. They can invest in the stock market, you know, and that drives the stock market up. There is only 2 things that really drive the market up. One is news, and the other one is money. Wherever is liquidity, this is where the money goes. That's why it's really important, especially if you trade the futures or the S&P 500, to have the right setup. A lot of people that trade are looking at lagging indicators. You know, like there's a lot of lagging indicators, and they try to make sense out of the lagging indicators looking forward. This is like throwing spaghetti against the wall, and you hope something sticks. You know, I like to look at the leading indicators, and the leading indicators is, number one, the futures. I mean, it already says it, the futures, they look in the future. The futures, if you learn how to read the premiums, and then the U.S. dollar. How the U.S. dollar goes up, that means the futures go down, and vice versa. So if you understand how they work together, you can make a very educated decision. Is the market now going up or down? And when I go into a trade, for example, I always tell my guys, I don't care what happens in an hour, in 2 hours, or at 4 o'clock. I only care what happens in the next 2 to 7 minutes. Mm. So my setup is you go in, you make money, you go out. Because if you stay too long and you thought, oh, everything goes up, 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 and all of a sudden the market comes down, you know, you only make money on paper. It only counts when you buy and you actually sell. When you haven't sold anything, you only made money on paper. It's not real. Yep. You need to buy and you need to sell.
There you go. Definitely makes all the difference in the world there. What else do you have going on with SPX Godfather that people should know about we haven't talked about?
First of all, I have a gift for you and for your listeners. Okay. You know, I always say, and you have to ask this every service, I can tell you whatever I want. Mm-hmm. You know, but I want you to see it, mm-hmm. to see it and to believe it. So I'm giving out 3 day passes. Mm-hmm. And if you go to the website, or if you type in SPX Godfather / free day pass. It's one word. You know, you fill out the form and I will send you a link to a free day trading session with me and 170, 180 people as well. It's always important for me, as I said, before you make a decision to join my service, I really want you to see it. Some people say, nah, I don't need to see it. I know I have so many friends in your trading group. I don't need to see it. Okay, that's fine. That's a very nice compliment. You know, but people that don't know me, I said, go to my website, check me out, go to my LinkedIn. You also see me on LinkedIn, all my history back to school. But you, I really want you to see it, what we do. And a lot of people love it. They like it. They make money. And there is some people that say, oh, my God, I have no clue what you talk about. I said, then I'm not the right guy. I see myself as a specialty NBA coach. You know, I take an NBA player that is already at a good level and make him better in one particular area. And this particular area is the S&P 500 index as options. You know, I don't take a high school player and try to get him in the NBA. That takes me 5 years to get even there. And I say, guys, if, and I'm very honest with, you know, but because I don't want to mislead somebody. And I said, you know what, if you don't know what a put and a call and a strike and the SPX, what that means, my service is really not for you. Because there is a lot of good educational stuff on YouTube all over the place. You know, I expect that you at least have a couple of years experience and to want to fine tune it where you make consistently money. That's my goal. I don't want you to be frustrated and quit with me after a week. That's not my goal. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a lot of services that they are really great till you sign up and then you never hear from them again. I'm totally different. You know, I want you to make money. I know every of my team members by name. I know most of the time, at least in what state they are. You know, when somebody wants a free day pass and wants to talk to me, I personally call them back. And I just before we started, Chris, I had a gentleman that was inquiring and he couldn't believe that it's really me. He said, normally some sales guy calls me back that want to sell the monthly package, but they cannot answer any question. So that is also my personal, it's a very personal service. You know, I don't have thousands of members. I have 200 members. So I'm still able to do that. Sometimes my wife says, you are crazy, you know, doing all of that thing. But you know what? I enjoy it. I like it. I like when people make money. And I like to make them better. And that's just a part, you know, what I do for a living. And I just do enjoy it. But again, if you go to sbxgodfather.com/free day pass, one word, and I will send you a free day pass whatever day you like. So you can really see it, what we do every day.
There you go. It sounds awesome. And I know you got a great response from people on the last time you showed up on the show.
Yes.
Any final thoughts as we go out?
Say it again, please.
Any final thoughts or pitch people on how to onboard with you, reach out to you, and learn more about your services and what you do?
Again, the best, the easiest way is on my website, sbxgodfather.com. And then on all social media channels, it's at sbxgodfather. You can always, you know, contact me, send me a direct message, sbxgodfather.com/free day pass. I give you a free day pass. And I'm very keen on the educational part. I really put a lot of effort helping everybody. For example, like I use Thinkorswim as a trading platform, which is the best in my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
But I also help every new trader, or even some people that are with me, to set it up. Because it can be very overwhelming at the beginning, but that is all included. That doesn't cost anything. You know, you go to my website, Calendly, you schedule a day and a time, and then we meet in Zoom. I share my screen, and then I help you to set everything up exactly the way I have it. Mm. And every morning, you know, in Thinkorswim, you can what's called share your workspace. So there is a link, and I put it into the trading room, and then you basically cut and paste it into your setup, and then your screen looks exactly like my screen. I mean, that's always my goal, that you understand why I'm doing something and not only what I'm doing.
There you go. There you go. It's been wonderful to have you on again, and good to see you. And give us your .com one last time as we go out. We like to bookend that at the end.
Yeah, so sbxgodfather.com/free day pass. This is where you can contact me if you would like to have a free day pass and see the magic life.
There you go. Thank you very much for coming on. Thanks to my audience for tuning in. Go to goodreads.com/ChrisFuss, linkedin.com/ChrisFuss, ChrisFuss1, the TikTokity, and all those crazy places on the internet. Thanks for tuning in. Be good to each other. Stay safe. And we'll see you guys next time.